USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The impeachment trial for President Trump is getting ready to begin.
Today is an important day.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi on the sending of articles of impeachment against President Trump to the Senate for trial.
This is about the Constitution of the United States. Voters in America should decide who our president is.
Seven members of the House, led by Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff, will manage the prosecution during the impeachment trial.
The appropriate remedy, indeed the only remedy, is the conviction and removal from office of President Donald Trump.
But Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is vowing to bring fairness to what he calls a political process.
This is the only body that can consider all factors presented by the House, decide what has or has not been proven, and choose what outcome best serves the nation.
The trial is expected to begin next Tuesday. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC, paid for and responsible for the content of this message, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. rootwall.com.
Going more in-depth on our top story, USA Radio's Tim Berg has some reactions about the president's impeachment trial.
With House Speaker Nancy Pelosi finally sending off articles of impeachment to the Senate for a trial, what can we expect? Well, Republican Congressman Ted Cruz of Texas tells Fox News what he expects in a trial.
It needs to be even-handed. It needs to respect due process. That means if the prosecution gets to call a witness, the defense should as well. If the prosecution gets to call John Bolton, then the president should be able to call Hunter Biden. It ought to be fair and even and respect due process.
A federal judge has issued an injunction to block an order by President Trump that would allow states and cities to turn away foreign refugees, saying the measure is illegal. Maryland District Court Judge Peter J. Macit granted the restraining order against the president's executive order until the legal challenges are resolved. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
New inductees to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame have been announced. USA's Chris Barnes tells us who made it.
The Doobie Brothers there, among the six artists and bands chosen by the Hall of Fame judges. They had a final list of 16 to choose from, also making the cut Depeche Mode, Whitney Houston, Nine Inch Nails, The Notorious B.I.G., and T-Rex. Get it on. This year's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony will be held at the Public Auditorium in Cleveland on May 2nd. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A former NFL player received a standing ovation after being presented with the Congressional Gold Medal. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
Former New Orleans Saints safety Steve Gleason was awarded the Congressional Gold Medal on Wednesday for his work regarding ALS, a disease he was diagnosed with in 2011. Honoring Gleason at the ceremony on Capitol Hill, Saints quarterback Drew Brees.
There is no person on earth with the strength, courage, passion, and tenacity to overcome all obstacles and make the lasting impact that Steve has made. Steve, you're an inspiration. You are a source of strength to so many, especially me.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.